This is The Takeaway, and I'm Duarte Geraldino. A woman opened fire at YouTube's headquarters in San Bruno, California on Tuesday. Three people were injured. The shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Trisha Thadani is a reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. She was on the scene yesterday and joins me now. Trisha, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what do we know about the shooter and her motive?
So right now, again, this is all pretty preliminary, but what we do know about her is that I think she was around 38 years old, 38-year-old woman from Riverside in San Diego, and she was this YouTube star. So she had, you know, all of these different videos ranging from, like, ab workouts to vegan cooking advice or something like that. And I don't know if you got a chance to see the video, but they, you know, they have this, they're kind of strange. And so YouTube apparently took the videos. They would censor some videos, and she apparently wasn't getting paid for the videos anymore. And she and her family told the Mercury News last night that she was apparently very upset about that. You know, now obviously YouTube hasn't said anything yet, so it's not completely clear, you know, why they were censoring the videos, what exactly happened, but we do have, you know, we do have that information at least, that she did have some sort of connection to YouTube and had some sort of frustration with the company as well.
Was it a vendetta?
I don't know. I can't say. I mean, but we did see, she did have one, at least one video that's been reported that she was, you know, upset with YouTube. She was angry that they had started filtering her videos. There was one video in particular where it was an ab workout, and apparently she was ranting on this video. I haven't seen it myself. It was what I read in the news. She was ranting that, you know, they took it down. How could they do this? It wasn't racy at all, etc. So, you know, I don't know if it was a vendetta, but it's very clear that she was upset with YouTube.
So her family has been talking to the media. What are they saying?
Right. So as I said earlier, for all that I know so far is that what her dad said to the Mercury News is that she was upset. She was upset with the company. And she was reported missing Monday night. And so then she was found by Mountain View police Tuesday morning. So all the way up in Mountain View, Tuesday morning. And apparently, according to her dad, everything seemed fine. I don't know what happened in between, but yeah, I'm sure her family is devastated about what's happened.
And what about the weapon that she used?
Yeah, so the only information we have on that is what I know from the last press conference yesterday was that it was a handgun. They don't know the model or how she got it, even.
Such a disturbing story. What are you expecting for today?
Yeah, so I'm actually about to, as soon as I hang up the phone, I'm about to head back there today just to see, you know, are people back on campus? What's the vibe? Maybe talk to some employees. I it's hard to say, but I don't expect many people to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know, because obviously investigation's still going on, so I'm not even sure.
It's such a developing story. Our time is running low. Thank you so much, Trisha Thadani, reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.